Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo patuloy nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama pa rin po ninyo Annalyn Violata. At sa mga kakatutok lamang sa ating programa, salamat sa inyong pag-antabay. At sa kabuuan nga ng Australia, lalo na para sa mga pangunahing syudad, gaya ng Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane at Perth, ang busking o pag-perform sa mga public spaces upang aliwin o mag-entertain sa mga tao at kumolekta ng voluntary donations ay isa sa mga unang ginagawa ng mga umuusbong o mga emerging artist tulad na lamang ng karanasan ng teenager na si Pixie Minerva. At sa kanyang pagbabahagi, narito ang kanyang kwento.
The first busking I did was actually a homeschool market.
Yeah.
It was like, so it was very like chill because like all the other market vendors were like other kids.
Yeah.
It was fun. And they were like selling toys and stuff. And it was a really great experience for my first busking and everything.
And from that first busking, did it inspire you to, ooh, I will make a career out of this? Because you tend to get some little money from the busking experience.
Money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I did start from there.
Mm. And then from that first busking, when did you start going to gigs? Because now you've done a couple of gigs and a competition as well?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that competition where you won?
Oh, yeah.
The last year one?
Yeah. Last one. Discovered. I don't know all the big, complicated adult details. But yeah, their people are really nice there. It was a really great experience. That's why I'm actually going to it again this year.
So, Mommy, ano yung competition na yon? Kung saan siya nanalo?
So, this one was, I think it's your first ever win.
First ever win, yeah.
And but first it's ever competition?
No, second ever concert I attended.
Oh, okay. But that was like run by part of Central Coast Council for the Youth program. Mm. And yeah, it's a yearly thing and it's been going, I don't know how many years now, but we heard about it from someone and encouraged Pixie to join everything. And she luckily, well, with hard work as well, won the kids division. And also that spark to push her with her music and stuff. It's been really a good journey. And because of that, it opened doors, meeting the local music industry people around the community. And because of that experience, I guess it also built her confidence. And then she started getting invitations to play in the gigs, some paid gigs now, so it's real nice. The recent one, she's been, she played for the National Tree Day run by council.
Wow. Yeah.
It was under Central Coast Music and Arts. This is really a really lovely organization there too that's helping local emerging artists.
Mm. With your music, Pixie, where do you get inspiration from? Do you have a special artist that you follow?
Yes. Leve, she's an Icelandic Icelandic and Chinese, a contemporary jazz, and that's where I get my jazz influence from her songs. She's my number one greatest inspiration. I aspire to be like her. And also Billie Eilish, I'm also really inspired by her. And I believe those two make quite a unique combo. And yeah, they're my biggest inspirations.
Do you listen to any of the Filipino artists?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Who's your favorite?
Favorite? I can't pick
one. I'm not really favorite.
Well, it's hard to pick between Olivia Rodrigo and Bibi Dubi for me. You know?
Although they are international.
They're more international.
So have you ever listened to any Filipino artists or like songs in Filipino?
I did learn a song in Bisaya.
Oh,
yeah. City, the Bossa Nova.
That's Tagalog.
Filipino?
That's Filipino.
Oh, that's Tagalog. My bad. Sorry.
Which one was it?
It was Para Sa Akin.
Para Sa Akin.
It's a Bossa Nova vibe. She's the queen of Bossa Nova in the Philippines. So.
Yeah.
It was the right song to learn.
Mommy will teach you more songs.
Oh, no.
In Filipino. Tell us about the type of music that you play and the songs that you write?
So I actually have a lot of like a bit of a hard time trying to like have to name the genre I have. Mm. I just call it pixie genre because it's kind of indie, and I'm not really professionally jazz, but I am kind of jazz influenced. So it's a mix of indie, jazz, folk, pop. Yeah, a little bit of everything. Mm. I like to like have a lot of variety in how I write and everything.
So with the songs that you've written, 16 songs already, where do you get inspiration from for the songs?
Life. I mostly write from my own experiences. Sometimes I make up stories in my head and write based off the characters in that story, but I really write based off moments that I actually experience. Like, there's a saying that look for what everyone else sees, but no one else notices. I think that's how it goes. That's what I try to write about.
Yeah. And you're going to be playing a couple of songs from your originals. Can we talk about those two songs that you'll be playing? What's the first song?
I think. Yes, that's the title. It's my second ever released single. It's a pretty bossa nova, feel-good, cute little song I wrote. And it's about craving the outdoors.
Mm.
And I wrote it at a time where I was stuck inside my home, you see, for particular reasons, and I really wanted to go to the beach with my friends, but I couldn't, and so I was a little disappointed, so I wrote a song about that. It's about wanting to breathe air and go outside.
Yeah, the second song is
called The Wise Old Man.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit difficult for me to describe. So the wise old man in the song isn't really like an actual character. It's this sort of figure that
you created.
I created and I am questioning. I have a lot of questions for this wise old man, but it's really like questioning everything, not just a wise old man. So tell me, Mr. Wise Old Man, show me before you go, teach me how. Teach me to build with snow. My mother told me that I shouldn't be feeling so small. Life is pretty short, to just let people come and go.
So with the songs that you've written and you've sang, you've released three already, like singles?
Two. Yeah, but Wise Old Man will be my third single, which is coming out very soon.
Next Friday.
Aside from playing guitar, I know you also do the ukulele. Is there any other instruments that you play?
My vocal cords.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to learn piano. I know like one song.
Yeah.
Part of it. I know how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb, but that's it. I've been meaning to get to that.
You'll get there. You're only 13. Mommy, I know mahirap for Pixie in terms of creating songs. I mean, syempre dapat nandyan din yung support mo. Kasi, I mean, you're becoming the manager now because you go to this, you take her to places, to gigs.
Momager.
Yeah.
Momager.
Pero syempre yung pag-release ng singles niya, you also have to find the right people to help you, di ba?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been, we didn't really plan it, right? What triggered the release was when we submitted a local songwriting competition in Central Coast. She didn't win the first place, but she won like a runner-up prize, but has a free recording.
Oh.
So that was really lucky and really a very good blessing that started it off. And she had a song ready. And the good thing about it is she felt comfortable in that studio which is in Sonora Studios, Dogara.
Mm.
And she's worked with a really cool producer. And
the amazing Aaron Frost.
Aaron Frost. Shout out Aaron Frost. and so it's very important for me to find that kind of people to work with, because obviously she's still young and I don't want her to be, you know. And yeah, that started it. And aside from that, what else? Well, in terms of creating her songs, songwriting and stuff, it's all really her.
Mm.
She would ask me time to time, like, what word? Think of a word, Mama. And
that
I'm like,
rhymes with this.
You know, all these things. She would ask Google too. But it's mostly her.
Remember when I, because in the song Wise Old Man, I asked you for a line. You know the first line she gave me?
Oh, my what? God.
Which remember to put on your deodorant. That's very poetic.
Okay.
Sure.
There's a line of the song. She said, Mama, I'm going to make a line. My mama told me. You'll hear it in the song. And I'm like, what? I always tell you to put deodorant to brush your hair.
Look after yourself,
all these little... but anyway. So, yeah, those things. But mostly it's her. I try not to interfere with her creative process. And one major thing, she doesn't have a phone yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a challenge, I tell you.
I mean, iPad kid.
I mean, she's not an iPad kid. She has the iPad for her lessons and stuff, and she has border lines and time screen times, Fridays, weekends, and all these things. But as far as phone, I don't see the necessity yet, because obviously we're always together, and she doesn't. Unless if there will be a time when I have to leave her somewhere, there will come a time soon. She will need the phone, but for now. As far as phone and obviously no social media, it's just all me to really...
Mommy got everything for you.
To really protect, just protect her creative process, because you know how it is. Social media can have good things and bad things. So the good part now is just putting out her music there. It's all there. We're just sharing that. And I know there is still the... Australia, the rule for 13 or 16, under 16.
Yeah, under 16.
So until when she's 16, she can take over the account or something. But for now, it's pretty parent managed and everything.
Pixie, this third single, you'll be releasing this August.
21.
Yeah, August 21. And you have a show that you would want to share to our listeners?
Yes, I do. It's on August 22nd. It's at a venue in Long Jetty called the Savoy.
Bar Music.
Savoy. You should totally go. You should totally visit me.
Especially for those in Central Coast,
isn't
it?
Yes, especially. I would really love it if you would come.
So, Pixie, aside from releasing your original songs, what do you aim to do? Do you are you seeing yourself pursuing music as a career?
Yes, I can really see myself out there in a stadium. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. but another thing I would also like to do is be a writer.
Because,
like I said, I like to make up stories in my head and like write novels and stuff. That's just for fun, though. I haven't explore the fundamentals of writing.
You said earlier off air that you don't have a plan B. You just want to do music.
No. Yeah, no plan B. Music is music. This is it.
So releasing your third single soon.
Very soon.
It's important as well that you have the support of your parents, not just your mom, but your parents, but as well as the community that you treasure, the friends and the community in the Central Coast, isn't it? So how do you feel about the support that are given to you?
I'm very thankful for all the support I get from my friends and family and everyone. And my very friends who are very real, because I love how they don't... They don't always go, Pixie, I'm your number one biggest fan. You're going to be so famous. Can I have your autograph? But they're very humble to me, and they're very honest. Like, one time I asked my friend, how's my hair? And she said, it looks like you're balding. So thank you for
letting me. They're being honest.
Yeah, I love them.
I know you're only 13, turning 14 soon. but you've done so much in life already in terms of you doing homeschool, studying with your mom at home, and doing your music, writing your own music. What's your advice to young Filipino Australians who are trying to get into something that they want to do?
I mean, I'm also a young Filipino artist. Yeah, but I'm going to unlock my inner wise old pixie.
Yeah.
I say just keep going, you know? You don't want to regret it later on when you're older. You're going to wish you had done all those things you would have wanted to do when you're younger. Like, you know what they say, the saying, plant a seed now and eat apples later. I don't think that's how it goes. But basically, I don't know, you could be thinking in the future when you're middle-aged, like, oh, I should have planted that seed back then so I could be eating apples right now. Okay. I wish I could eat apples.
Yeah. That didn't come from me.
She had it sense.
By herself.
Looking ahead, Pixie, do you have any dream collaboration with any artist here in Australia or with your favorite artist? Hoping.
Leve.
Yeah.
That's very big, though. Billie Eilish, that's also very big. All our dreams,
Greg
really.
Greg Perez.
You know Greg Perez?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's very good.
Also that's...
And there's Maria Cassandra.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just found out about her.
My dreams sound possible.
Yeah. Amazing. How about a dream venue?
Dream venue?
To perform your song.
Well, I don't have a specific...
Like, Opera house,
yes. I was thinking that. Or some kind of huge fancy stadium would be cool.
When you release your third song, what do you hope people will get from the songs that you release? Not just from the third song, but from all the songs that you are releasing.
I really hope that I will find my own people out there that can connect to my music. And if I'm lucky enough, I hope that if my song is like added to someone's personal playlist, like that song will be the song that that person wants to skip to in that playlist.
Mm. Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah. So finally, before we ask you to play your two songs,
yes.
What do you hope for yourself to pursue in the future in terms of your music?
Like, there's a lot of answers to that question. That's a good question. In the future, I guess to achieve my biggest goal, which is to be the person that I would be a fan of, like a person that I would want to be friends with, or a person that would be my idol. Personally, basically, just a person that I would like to be. I want to find my true self.
Lastly, what does music mean to you?
The world, everything. I don't think we could survive without music. I mean, we could, but we wouldn't be living. I believe music can save lives and change the world. And yeah.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.